Good morning, Arizona homeowners. That 8 a.m. rooster call on a Saturday morning could only mean one thing. It is Rosie on the house, and we're going to walk around back here in our outdoor living hour and see who we can find in the garden this morning. And it looks like we've got, looks like Mr. Harper's sitting there pruning his roses this morning.
Pruning the roses and trying to find a place to turn that sprinkler off. Hear that sprinkler going? Yeah, we're pruning roses and turning irrigation systems off. And I saw two that were running on my way in this morning. We had 2 inches of rain, folks, last week within about 3 days period in most parts of the valley. You can go another week or so, even on your lawns, probably without water. But that's enough scolding for now. It is time to start thinking about pruning roses, even though probably most people's rose bushes look very pretty and have lots of beautiful blooms on them. January is the month to do it. And we'll have a pro in nursery today at 10 o'clock, Ryan Rieger from the Mesa Rose Society, who's a fantastic rosarian. His yard has been in magazines, written up, and he does a great job with roses. And so if you want to learn anything about roses, whether it's pruning or which varieties he suggests or what fertilizer he recommends, 10 o'clock today at our location on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, would be the place to come learn about that.
And a cost for that?
Zero. The gas to get there, you might want to bring a chair. We've got some, but they go pretty fast. So probably a lawn chair, maybe a little sunscreen, and we'll even feed you afterwards. Our hot dog chef will be there with the grill fired up, and we'll throw dogs on the grill and have a little free lunch. We'll call it hot dogs and horticulture. How's that?
Hot dogs and horticulture. Hot dog to that.
Yeah, right on. But, you know, this is a great time of year, and you know, everybody's made a New Year's resolution, probably almost everybody, about dieting, losing some weight, getting more exercise. Well, gardening would be a great way to start into that. You know, you can burn as many calories in a half an hour to an hour of gardening as you can going to the gym, and you get a lot more to show for it. Besides your body feeling better and being in better shape, your home will be in better shape, your garden, your landscape will look better. The fact that you spend a little more time out in the garden. So great, great time of year. The weather is perfect. You don't sweat as much. It's a lot nicer to get out there and do some of that work. We're going into time. We want to be pruning any deciduous trees. So any trees that lose their leaves for the winter, they should be pruned if needed right now. Any deciduous fruit trees like peaches, they should be pruned now if needed. great time to put
we
down.
We did have
Go ahead.
You'd mentioned pruning your deciduous. Somebody responded to our newsletter this week that went out on Thursday. It goes out every Thursday with a preview of what's coming up. And the gentleman's name is John in Phoenix, and he wants to know if this is a citrus pruning time yet.
No. It's an easy answer. Don't prune citrus. In fact, we want to be real careful about ever pruning citrus much. It's a bush. It's not a tree. Shape it. Don't prune it. That would be my best advice for most folks, is just if you're trying to maintain the size of it, start when it's young and growing and just keep shaping it to size. But treat it like a bush, not like a tree. You don't thin them. You don't head them back. Anything that opens the canopy up or allows sun to hit the main trunks, limbs, or scaffolding of that tree will cause sunburn and cause the tree to die prematurely. So be real careful pruning citrus at all. If you're going to prune it, you know, we really recommend now, this time of year, that you wait until after they've bloomed, and then give them a light shaping after the blossoms have actually set fruit.
And while we're on, I know your January garden list is very extensive, but we've got a texter that's come in right now at 411-923 and wants to know, is jacaranda deciduous and can he prune it now?
Well, jacaranda is technically not deciduous. They can be slightly deciduous here because we get colder than they like. They're a tropical tree, you know, from the tropics, Mexico, South America. They like nice, warm, constant temperature weather. So they're going to yellow and thin out this time of year. It would not be actually a good time of year to prune them. Treat them like a tropical and wait till after any chance of frost or freezing. So about the middle of February on. Now, one thing you got to remember is they also are going to bloom late in the spring. So be very careful what and how you prune it so you don't eliminate, you know, blooming wood as well. But no, don't prune jacarandas, especially not now. Wait till after any cold or chance of cold weather comes up.
And you could tell if something's deciduous right now because just about every deciduous plant is going to have its leaves drop. There are some semi-deciduous. We've got some ash trees that haven't fully dropped all their leaves. Some of our apples haven't dropped. But just about the majority of your deciduous plants are all going to be pretty leafless.
If they aren't, they're in the process of it. In fact, one of the prettiest things, because we just don't get a lot of fall-looking color, is to see these really nice, beautiful green winter ryegrass lawns with some yellow and orange leaves laying on them that have fallen off the trees. I think that's actually a pretty stunning, cool look in the landscape. I was driving down Hayden Road through McCormick Ranch the other day, and there were some areas the lawn had been freshly mowed and the leaves had just fallen. I don't know, just had a little capture of fall here in the desert. So, yeah, they're in the process of it if they're not completely. So once they start doing that, you know you're pretty safe to prune them if they need it. That doesn't mean they have to be pruned, but if they do or need it, this would be the time to do it.
And we've got quite an active morning on text, but our lines are open as well at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation or text to 411-923. On trimming, and then we'll move to some questions, text questions. We got roses, but this texter wants to know about mesquites. Can they be cut back now?
Well, generally, we don't like to trim them in the wintertime. They are kind of a semi-deciduous tree, typically best pruned when they're growing, so spring or fall would be better, even through the summer. The problem with mesquites pruned in the wintertime is that you get a lot of sap drip, and it's a black, nasty kind of a sap. So I would advise against it. You know, now, if there's a limb here and there that needs to come off, maybe it's hanging down too low, maybe it's slapping you in the face as you walk by it or under it, you can almost always eliminate some of those just about any time of year.
And sometimes a good growing mesquite will need to be trimmed two or three times during that growth season.
Yeah, they grow really fast, and that's right. And especially if it's in a spot that you need that it's encroaching on a patio or a walkway or something like that, you're right. You might have to, remove a little bit of growth a couple of times during the year. But the other thing to look at then would be is where is that whole limb originating from? Maybe we can eliminate the problem permanently by removing the whole limb rather than making these what we call an internodal cut in the middle of a branch somewhere, which just causes, you know, another burst of growth and makes it, you know, the problem even worse sometimes. So look at that whole limb if it's one that you're constantly having to trim, and maybe that you trace that back to where it originates and maybe make the cut there, and that might buy you a little more time.
We'll answer one more quick text because it was about your roses before we get to our calls, but they want to know at the clinic, is it a good time to plant, and can I come buy rose to plant during today's clinic?
You will have a lot of rose bushes starting to come in. We don't do bare root roses anymore. So the ones you see at the box stores in a bag or something like that, it's a good time to plant those. We just don't do them. We bring in containerized, established roses. We've got a few. That selection will get really good towards the end of January and into February.
All right. Well, let's get to Ted, who's called in first in Sun City. He wants to talk about a bougainvillea. Ted, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
How can we
help? I have a question about the I was getting ready to trim this bougainvillea, torch-type bougainvillea bush, and it's getting quite large. I trimmed it, I think it was a couple years ago, took off maybe about 2 feet off most of the stems. I'm thinking about taking an even more off because it's getting so huge. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. I noticed the next 7 days, I don't see any temperature hardly below 40 for overnight lows.
Well, we've got 30 days to go before we're really out of the woods. I wouldn't be fooled by a seven-day forecast. Now, that's not to say I'm forecasting a freeze anytime soon, but really, middle of February, about Valentine's Day, is the typical frost-free day for most of the valley on average. So I would really encourage you to wait, you know, about another 30 days, and then be as severe with it as you want. I tell people to pretend it froze back. If folks will remember those years we had those hard freezes and we had to cut bougainvilleas and lantanas and some of those tender shrubs way, way, way back, how good they looked by about the middle of March or end of March, because we've rejuvenated them by removing all that old growth and allowed them to put on a flush of totally new growth. So wait about 30 days and then, you know, prune it more than maybe you think you should on that particular plant, and it will be gorgeous for you.
We appreciate the call, Ted. Good luck with your bougainvillea. We're going to stay in Sun City and see if we can help Jack on his caribou tree. Good morning, Jack. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My mom has a very old, very large carob tree. It's the one that drops the pods.
Okay.
And I would say the canopy is a good 40 foot in diameter. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Lots of dead limbs up inside. I know to get those out, but I was wanting to know if I should have a professional tree person come in and trim it back so it has new growth for the spring and summer.
You know, I would probably encourage you to do that. A tree that large and that special probably ought to have ever so often a professional come take a look at it, evaluate it. And at the same, you know, if they've got to get in there and deadwood trim it anyway, have them take a look and see what other structural prunes may need to be made, if any, and how they can maybe help keep the tree in a good, healthy condition and state. That's a special tree. You don't see many of those anymore. They're slow growing, and you want to make sure it's done right. So, yeah, we've got a couple of tree professionals that we can recommend. John Eisenhower at Integrity Tree Service is a regular here. Does programs here on Rosie on the House. He would be a good one to start with.